Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
You're in your car on the way home from work and you're listening to the Burt Show podcast, which you can find anywhere and it's free. And you're like, it's just not enough. I need more Burt Show.
Give me more. Put it in
more.
My face.
There's so much stress trying to entertain you people. So we now have bonus content for you guys. So it's stuff that you can't hear during this show right here. It's a little bit more adult. And this week, Kristen has to tell a friend that they crossed a boundary, even if they did it unintentionally. But it is stressful. And I give these guys, and you can take it too, a sex IQ test. How much do you really know about your sex life, and how comfortable are you? It is all on our bonus content this week, theburtshow.com/bonusBS. Go check it out. All right, so she's really digging this dude that she is dating. The finances, though, are really getting under her skin as she looks at a future together with this guy. So if you got something going on in your life, hit us up at theburtshow.com via email. Abby's got the email.
I have been engaging in a friends with benefits relationship for about 6 months with a guy who is quite nice and quite good at what he does. So good. And I call him Jon Snow. Why does she call him Jon Snow?
I don't know. Jon Snow knows nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
With a guy who's quite nice.
When you guys get the joke, let me know.
Oh.
Something.
I remember. I remember from Game of Thrones, because when he was with, what was her name, Ygritte?
Yeah.
He was a first timer, but he was really good at what he did as far as pleasing her.
Gotcha. Mm, okay.
I felt like a reach.
Yeah.
Okay, love that for you.
Winter is coming.
Got it. Okay, I made it clear that this situation worked for where I am in my life, and he was okay with it, but stated he would like a relationship, which I was open to. He put a timeline on it, and we are getting close. I entered into this knowing or assuming we weren't equally yoked in finances or responsibilities, which was fine for what I wanted. The guy is actually really kind and considerate, which I love. But we realized we are each other's usual types, which makes me nervous because that hasn't worked for either of us in the past. In my past, I've always been put in the mothering role for all my relationships.
That's got to be exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Friendships, family members, and my ex. They all joke around and call me mom, and that's not what I want to be, especially not to a romantic partner.
Sexy.
I don't want to take on the responsibility of taking care of another adult. He had a job and could take care of himself. He lives like a college student. He lost that job about a month ago and has been looking. But part of the reason I don't want to commit right away is because I was trying to break away from a codependent relationship with my parent, in which I was playing a parent where I felt used and abused. After being in a long-term relationship with a partner who didn't work, and I mothered all throughout college. I explained all of this to him, and he even got to witness some of it. How do I break it to him that he needs to have a constant job before I commit without hurting his feelings? Also, he has been pursuing a business of his own for 4 years and been unsuccessful. He wants me to be a part of it, and I flat out said not until he can prove that he can be successful by himself, and I would need to see his finances to prove it.
I ain't mad at it.
I have, however, been supportive when I can. I have a successful business, and I have a lot of control over my time, where it seems like he overinvests in both time and money and doesn't have a lot of time for me or the time I would require for a relationship. Even though he has been giving what time he can now, it seems to stretch him thin. And I honestly don't think he is in the position to be in a relationship right now. That being said, I know everything doesn't have to be perfect for a relationship to work, but I don't like to fail, and breaking up after entering a relationship is a last resort option. I'm questioning whether I should tell him my birthday is coming up in less than a week. He hasn't mentioned it, and I think it might be because he doesn't have the money to celebrate with me. What's you all's advice? Thank you.
So what exactly is the question? Should I break it off with this guy, or is that it? Like, because clearly, like,
she doesn't know she wants to become official with him.
Here's the thing. How many times do you ignore your gut feeling, and your gut always ends up right? Everything that you've said in here, your gut is telling you exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. And this one line that I highlighted, how do I break it to him that he needs to have a constant job before I commit without hurting his feelings? Man, I'll tell you what, that I am really in touch with now, and I am working. I have gone into so many relationships, business and personal, dancing around the truth not to hurt somebody's feelings in the short term, which just ends up hurting them in the long term when you get to the authentic thing anyway. You know, it's always there, and you're going to always default back to who you really are. So trying to not hurt somebody's feelings and dancing around the truth is not going to work. So look, your gut is telling you what you need to do here.
Yeah, I was actually in a very, very, very similar situationship right after I graduated from college. It was this guy who was like on his sixth year of university, and he didn't really know what he wanted to do with his life. But we got along so well, but I just liked hanging out with him. And the problem was, is that my gut feeling was like, you know, you want to be in a serious relationship with a guy who can hold his own, and this guy can't. And I would jokingly look at him and be like, you know, we would just be perfect for each other in 5 years. Well, guess what? It's 5 years. And even though we obviously are not together anymore, he is still in the exact same position that mm-hmm. I left him in when our situationship mm-hmm. ended. So I think if the longer you drag this out, the more painful it's going to be, because that's what I did, is I just kept pushing it off. And then it actually kind of hurt like a real breakup when it ended.
And she's not saying he has to have some like big money making, high powering job. He just needs to have a consistent job.
You're looking for an adult. You're dating a child. Let's be honest.
I agree. I feel like if at this point in a relationship, if she were in a position where she should continue with him, she would be excited about it. I don't think you should almost be talking yourself into a relationship. Mm-hmm. It should be something you're looking forward to, especially mm-hmm. since they've already come this far. So if you're already at this point with him and you are still questioning everything, then I think you have all your answers right there.
Relationships are work, but they shouldn't be a job. This one sounds like a job.
He doesn't have a job. That's
right.
The problem.
That's it. The Burt Show.